In the text, they mention some benefits. I like to mention some of them. Three are related to sleep. It's very interesting. And one benefit is that you sleep peacefully. And the other benefit is that you wake up peacefully. So if you sleep peacefully, you are bound to wake up peacefully. And sometimes I suggest meditators in meditation courses to try to have a smile when you wake up in the morning. And if you can wake up that way, you might experience that the whole day you may be in a position to have this loving kindness in oneself. The other benefit that is mentioned in relation to sleep is that you don't see nightmares, you don't see frightful dreams. So it shows that it's when we have hatred, that is when we have psychological wounds, that we have fearful and unpleasant dreams. So you sleep peacefully, you wake up peacefully, and you don't see unpleasant and frightful dreams. Another interesting benefit that is mentioned is that it helps one to concentrate one's mind. This is very important. I often meet meditators who are trying to achieve concentration by resisting, by disliking, by fighting. They may be thoughts, they may be unpleasant sensations, whatever. So in doing that, you can never experience feeling of ease, feeling relaxed, feeling joyful. So that it seems that when we can make friends with whatever that is happening, then it is easy to develop concentration. So this is a very important point to remember. That it is through friendliness to what is happening that you can achieve concentration. Not through resisting, not through disliking, not through fighting, not through wanting. Another benefit that is mentioned is that your face becomes serene. So no need to use cosmetics. Another obvious benefit that is mentioned is human beings tend to like you, naturally. When you are friendly to others, others will be friendly to you. So human beings tend to like you because they can affect that. They can be affected by that. As I said, it becomes infectious. Another interesting reason is mentioned. Non-human beings, non-humans like you. Who can be the non-humans? Can anyone suggest who they are? Animals. We all know that when we have fear, animals are affected by that fear. Yes, animals. Even plants, and if there are other beings, what else is mentioned? Another benefit that is mentioned is that it gives a sense of protection. It gives you a sense of security. because hatred, fear, suspicion, jealousy, they can create considerable insecurity. On the contrary, when you have friendliness, there is a beautiful phrase that is used in one of the texts. You feel at home wherever you are. I meet people who are threatened by life. It's very interesting. They are threatened by other people. In fact, I met a person in the center I live in Sri Lanka who was really suffering from depression and insecurity. And he told me something very interesting. He sees life as a game of chess. And he sees everyone as his opponents trying to beat him. So you can just imagine how he was relating to other people. He sees everyone as an enemy who's all the time trying to defeat you. And he's all the time trying to defeat others. So life is a struggle. You see hostility everywhere. You see suspicion everywhere. So you see insecurity everywhere. But with friendliness, with loving kindness, you see security everywhere and you feel at home, wherever you are, in any country, amidst any nationality that you are relating to in any situation. It's a beautiful way to live. You can just flow with life. Life becomes a dance. Life becomes an ecstasy if you can relate to life in that way. Another benefit that is mentioned is that you die unconfused. That is also a very interesting reason. In the Dhamma, it is very important to die with awareness, to die unconfused, because at that moment you are given a last chance to be enlightened. In fact, there are instances when people have become free, when people have become enlightened, at the moment that when one is passing away. And there have been even people who have been suffering, who have been inflicted with an illness that had generated a lot of physical pain and psychological suffering. But at the moment they were dying, they were able to let go of that. And immediately there is a transformation that takes place in that person. The face becomes serene and peaceful during the last moments. So the last moments can be extremely important. So with meditation of loving kindness, we can live peacefully, we can sleep peacefully, and we can die peacefully. What more do we need? What more do we need?